Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music online, featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Play music that matters. If you want to get in touch, you can do so via the social media, all the usual things, Instagram at The Codfather DJ, via Facebook, The Codfather, or nip over to the website, www.thecodfatherdj.com. So join me for an hour of quality music. Right, we're plugged in, we're ready to go, and we're kicking off with Year of the Cobra. Power Duo from Over the Pond in Seattle. This is the title track of their EP, Burn Your Dead. They've had a successful tours of Europe and playing at a number of well-known festivals. And they're actually playing Santiago Bar in Leeds in September the 29th. This is Burn Your Dead.
Yeah! bedroom, no one here does a legend tonight. Save your breath, leave your wings in the bedroom. No one here does a legend tonight. No one here does a legend tonight.
Well, it was 2 minutes of mayhem. That was St. Peter's Snake Invasion and Rock and Roll Workshop. They're five piece from Bristol who combine energy, sarcasm, filth to create their blend of alternative punk garage rock, all delivered with a strut, and you can catch them strutting their stuff at the Chameleon Arts Cafe, Nottingham, on October the 4th. Up next, we have Team Picture. Is it Team Picture? No, is it Team Picture? We've got Team Picture. I don't know. Have we had Team Picture? No, we haven't, have we? It's me. I tell you. Me left on my own here. This is what happens there. Yeah, Team Picture, professional genre tourists, consummate knob twiddlers. Team Picture are six indivisible individuals from Leeds. This is Life Hack. So let's have a go, see what happens here. There we go.
We'll be right back.
Well, you're listening to the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox with me, the Codfather. Get your lugholes round that. That was Spineshank, Los Angeles Heavies, who began way back in 1996. They have opened shows for Fear Factory, once at the infamous Whiskey A Go Go. They've opened for such bands as Cold Chamber, Snot, Soulfly. What a great name that is, isn't it? Sepultura, and one of my personal favourites, Danzig. Moving on. We've got American hip-hop in the shape of a band called Horror. If you actually look them up, it's H-O-9-9-0-9, but it is actually pronounced Horror. They were founded in 2012, and in 2014, Rolling Stone magazine actually hailed them as one of the new artists you need to know. They've headlined Brighton, and they've actually supported Slaves in Newcastle and Birmingham. This is Face Tat. Get your lugholes around this.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Nova Twins and Devil's Face. Best friend female duo, Georgia and Amy. They fuse bass heavy, grimy punk with a little bit of rock. And they do take influences from the likes of Jack White, Missy Elliott and Rihanna. I couldn't really see or hear Rihanna in that one, actually. But they do bring their music to life with their high-octane approach. And they are playing Sound in Liverpool on September the 19th. So that's a Thursday, I believe. Right, we've gone from Nova Twins to Nova Crow. Formed in Liverpool back in 2013. Drawn together by mutual thirst to make complete idiots of themselves at any given time. And deliver a sleazy, heavy sound. And they do tour regularly across the UK. And have supported a variety of touring bands. And they are playing Redemption at Warehouse 23. That's in Wakefield on the September the 14th. This is Black Syrup. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Yeah.
What a tune. Playing the music that matters. That's the Codfather. So tune in. Oh, you already are. And that was the Black Angels. You Are You on the Run. They're from Austin, Texas, and they're formed in 2004. And they really do deliver a sultry neo-psychedelic sound. Bit of Doors-esque, that. I got a little bit of the Doors in there. And they took the name from the Velvet Underground classic, The Black Angels' Death Song. So there you go. Right, up next, band called Three Teeth. Emerging from Los Angeles Underground, they intended to bring some industrial grit back. It's all right, I'm losing my way. Into the local music scene, outspoken and intimidated in their leather-clad get-up, and they have some famous fans like Tool and Rammstein. This is Lights Out. Ah!
you there? Can you hear me? I am thinking of you. Are you hurt? Are you lonely? Hope my words get through. Did you know nobody's perfect? We all fall down, singing to the heart of you.
What a lovely mellow song. That was Bad Pollyanna and I See You. As their oxymoronic name suggests, Bad Pollyanna represent a mix of both beauty and darkness. They're based in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, and the band explores and celebrates the duality of love, sex and the human condition through their music. What a lovely song. A little bit more subtle than Three Teeth. That was quite brutal. But there you go. So we're softening your earlobes now. Got a bit of blues and folk coming up now from Sean James and the Shapeshifters. It's a nice mellow vibe to this, and he's a Codfather favourite. This is the Alternative Jukebox.
They're coming along. getting too heavy to go. When I feel that tug from within, you know I got to be a moving on. Whoa.
That was No Fun by Wem Boys, a four-piece compost noise pop band from Leeds. They're playing Renegades of Chunk on the 24th of August. They're supporting Sasami at the Brudenell Social Club on the 7th of September, and they're at the Temple of Boom on the 28th of September. So if you are in the Leeds area, pop along and see them. Good tune, that. Really did like that. Got an absolute belter now, Starcrawler. This is called Bet My Brains. They're an original young female-fronted band from LA, with their take on rather dark, heavy rock and roll. And their live shows are said to be chaotic and bring their transgressive form of pop into the 21st century. Have a listen to this, Starcrawler, Bet My Brains.
I'm in a cupboard, standing on a pile of clothes. I'm in there because Auntie Renee has popped round. I can't stand her. She's always coming over for tea and bragging over biscuits. I can hear her coming up the stairs, one swollen ankle after the other. I'm gripping two wooden planks so I can barricade myself inside, but then it occurs to me that I could just crack her head open. I feel a surge of energy, like I'm on the dance floor. Renee opens the cupboard door. I raise my arms. The sound of wood hitting her head is awful. I must be off my trolley.
Under the neighbor.
That was the Dwarves and There Better Be Women, a punk rock band who deliberately established a bad reputation playing crude high-speed punk, dripping with a lot of attitude. Really like that song, it was rather good. Well, we're about done. As you probably can tell this week, again, I'm getting used to the new equipment. Nathan's not around, so, but he has helped me immensely. There you go, I got a drum roll. He has helped me immensely trying to set everything up and point me in the right direction, so I do apologise. But like I say, I'm about done for this week, and I will thank Nathan for his help, Dr. Ains, Susie, Smile Radio, for putting me on air. And of course, you for tuning in. You can catch this show and all previous episodes at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You want to be considered for the playlist, and your original band or artist? Send me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been tuned into the best online alternative jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out this week is Dead Fingers Talk, who were a rock band from my hometown city of Hull. They were active from late 1975 to 1979, releasing two singles and the album Storm the Reality Studio. It was critically acclaimed, and I'll leave you with that particular track, and I'll catch you next week. Dead Fingers Talk and Storm the Reality Studio.
Some people wanna fuck you up. Stone reality studios.